From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, 9.1's a mess. I think we're going to be disappointed Monday, and I note that Canada moved a full point yesterday as well.
Yeah, I wanted to come back and have a bit of a talk about that massive inflation number that we delivered, that was delivered last night in the US. We sort of briefly touched on it yesterday, but I do think it there are sort of, I suppose, messages and implications in there for our big CPI reveal next week. So, yes, as a reminder, inflation in the United States printed at 9.1% for the 12 months of June. And now, that is the highest rate of inflation that has been seen in the US since November 1981, so over 40 years. And on the face of it, I suppose, looking at the headline in isolation, it looks like a crisis, and in some respects it is. But sort of staring wide out at the number is only so useful. And without wanting to diminish the impact, obviously, a very high inflation rate has on people's lives, from a financial market point of view, it's all about expectations. Financial markets are by their very nature forward-looking. So we need to sort of paint the same picture, I suppose, in anticipation of our release next week. Now, 9.1 was above expectations. They were sitting at 8.8%, and I suppose you need to look very sort of briefly at what is driving it. And oil was a significant input at 60% higher than it was at this time last year. And prices for shelter, sort of housing, the home market and food, they were important as well. But you need to look ahead. And a number of factors are coming into play, and they're relevant for New Zealand as well. So we've got fears of, expectations for slowing growth. That's impacting significantly on commodity prices. We mentioned this briefly the other day. So soft commodities, food basically, a whole host of those commodity prices spiked after the start of the Russian-Ukraine conflict, and a whole host of them are now starting to drop back down. If I look at the wheat price, it's fallen significantly from the Ukraine price, from that Ukraine price spike. I mean, oil, we cover this every day, Brent crude, it's now under $100 a barrel. And if we look at hard commodities, again, we talked about this, metals, things like copper, aluminium, those commodity prices are falling too. And another factor in the US is that a lot of the bigger retailers have got very high inventory levels. When they're worried about the supply chain, they kept ordering in. So there's now widespread talk about discounting. That's sort of being floated out about there as well. So a whole, as I said, a whole host of these reasons are relevant for the forward outlook in New Zealand as well. And inflation is a rate of change concept. It will level out if prices don't keep going up. So there are reasons to expect inflation to moderate. There is a big but on this, Mike, though, and the big but is if we see inflation fall, which I think we will, it's just a question of when and where does it fall to. That we see moderation, I think, is certain, but can it fall in our context within that 1% to 3% band that the Reserve banks look at? And actually, if you look at the market reaction yesterday, Mike, in the US, interest rates, you'd say, well, we've got the highest inflation rate in 40 years. Interest rates didn't really move, and actually, some parts of the yield curve, they fell because it was expected. So look, we're going to get a scary number next week, Mike, but we know we're going to get it, and the future signals are a little more promising.
Okay, good news across the Tasman. How about those jobs, eh?
Oh my gosh. So yeah, this is Aussie employment unemployment data. So if you're thinking about trying your luck over there, well, the jobs market is looking pretty positive. Unemployment 3.5%. Now, that is a 48-year low for the unemployment rate. You've got to go back to 1974. We're just writing these important moments in history everywhere we look, Mike. In June, 88,500 people found work. Employment is now 4.6% higher than it was pre-COVID back in March 2020. Participation rate hit a fresh high of 66.8%, so very strong labour markets. Probably bakes in another 50 basis point hike from the RBA though, but geez, there's plenty of jobs there.
Numbers.
The Dow Jones is down 218 points, so a couple of weak bank profit announcements. 30,556, it's down about 0.7%. The S&P 500 is down 31 points, 0.8%, 3770. And the NASDAQ down 10 points, 11,237. Now, European market's a little bit weaker. Surprise, surprise, Italian politics is volatile. That's something you would never have expected. The FTSE 100, 7039, down 1.6%. The Nikkei, 26,643. They actually gained 164 points yesterday. Shanghai Composite fell 2%. 3281. The Australasian markets were positive yesterday. The ASX 200 gained 29 points. 6,650 was the close. And the NZX 50 gained 0.7%, 78 points. 11,187 the close there. On the currencies, one Kiwi dollar will buy you 0.6114 US, 0.9075 Aussie, 0.6105 euro, 0.5181 pounds, 84.96 Japanese yen. Gold weaker again, $1,709. And Brent crude, $98.21.
Have a great weekend, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.